Hey everybody, this is Kim Wendy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com, and you're listening to Passion for Horses. Tonight's broadcast, I wanted to talk to you about six myths about positive reinforcement-based training. You know, the positive reinforcement, a lot of people out there that really haven't gotten into doing the positive reinforcement, you know, studying it, with somebody who really knows what they're doing, they tend to have these ideas of things that the reason why it doesn't work. And so that's what I want to go over with you tonight. And the first one is that it teaches horses to become mouthy and start to bite. Okay, the thing about that is that if you don't learn how to use it correctly, this can happen, but it's just like with any tool. I don't care what it is. If you don't learn to use it correctly, you're going to have problems. I mean, after all, building a house, are you going to use the hammer incorrectly? No, you learn to use the hammer correctly so you can get that house built. So it's the same thing with using positive reinforcement. You want to find somebody that really knows how to use positive reinforcement correctly. Because when done correctly, you can take a horse that is mouthy or bites and you can completely reverse that behavior and stop that. So it has to be done correctly. Number two, it's only for tricks. Well, you know, sometimes when you go out there and you search some of the videos, you see a lot of people just using it for tricks. With the way I do it, I teach people about putting a solid foundation on their horse first. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with tricks. That's just the way that I do it. Because there's so many more things that you can use positive reinforcement training for besides just teaching tricks. And it has been used by high-level Olympians to teach your horses dressage movements. So, again, it's not just for tricks. You can teach so much more with positive reinforcement training. And the thing about it is, it's the animal's preferred method of learning. Number three, it takes too long. Again, that's something that when you learn how to use it correctly, it goes quickly. Now, sure, in the beginning, you know, getting it down and your horse understanding what it's all about and how the communication works and stuff. But once they start getting this down, it goes really quickly. And your horse, the neat thing about it is your horse shows you they understand by offering the behavior. So it is really, really powerful. And then the fourth one is, once you start, you have to continually use it. That is not true. I use positive reinforcement for something, a behavior that I want to teach, or for one I want to reinforce later on. Because with my training, I phase out the click and the treat, okay? And I used this with a foal, and the foal, two-week-old foal, was not eating any hay, grain, anything like that. You know, the two-week-old foal is still nursing. So I used it with that foal, and I scratched his withers, and he loved that. And I got him halter trained just by doing that. So again, once you start using this method, the positive reinforcement method, you don't have to keep using it. And it can be phased out. You add a cue and you can go on the cue. But like I said, I use it to start a new behavior or to reinforce one that's already there to get it a lot stronger. Number five, it will make your horse pushy. Again, if you don't use this correctly, you can get a pushy horse. But you know what? I've seen other methods that have started a pushy horse. Some of the stuff that I've been around and I've seen horses where they're sick and tired of the way that they're being done, and they're like, I'm not doing this anymore. And they stop pushing that owner around. And I've seen other behaviors like rearing up and striking at the owner because they got sick and tired of the way that they were being done. So again, you have to learn to use it correctly. And it's something you can take a horse that is pushy and change that behavior with positive reinforcement training. And then number six, that it's all about the food. Again, like I said earlier, I trained a foal with scratching the withers because he was 2 weeks old and was not eating. So you don't have to use the food. You can use the scratching as a positive reinforcement. It's just that's the thing that is so strong with horses is, you know, that food. So you don't have to keep using it. Because like I said, what I do is I start the behavior and then I get the behavior really good. And then I phase out that click and that treat. And that is still is very effective doing it that way. So those are the six myths. And just learn to use it correctly. Find you a professional that can help you out. And that's what I do, is I help people learn how to get started using positive reinforcement. It is a very, very powerful communication tool. All my horses love it. My clients' horses loved it. And it just makes a big difference. So if it's something that you would like to learn how to do, get in touch with me. My website is passionatehorsemanship.com, and you can send me a message through there, and we can just set up a time to chat about it. You know, there's no obligation. I'd love to talk to you more about it, answer your questions, and see if it's going to be a good fit for you. And we can go from there. So I thank you for listening, and if you found this valuable, I would greatly appreciate it if you would share it with your friends or on social media. So that is the six myths. If you have questions, let me know.